Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
All right, what is up, everybody? We don't want to waste any time. Welcome to Wrestle Talk and V. We're right here on blogtalkradio.com. This is the Open Talk 313 The Flash presentation. We thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Always, we want to thank God for giving us another chance to talk wrestling and run our mouth. Josh has asked me today to do a prayer before the show. I never thought I'd be doing this, but I'll definitely do it since Josh said do it. I won't be long with you as far as praying, but I'm going to give you what I got. So, God, we want to thank you for giving us another chance to talk wrestling, Lord. Lord, we pray that you watch over us, Lord, that you bless us with a great show today, that we might have fun, that we might have great debates, make great points, Lord. Lord, we ask that you be with us, Lord. We ask that you cover our families. Lord, we ask that you heal us where we're hurting. Lord, we ask that you give us strength where we're weak. And God, we ask that you just continue to walk with us and continue to be that protector. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got that out the way. Never thought I'd be praying on the show, but hey, it's the first time for anything. All right, let's bring in the rest of the crew. Let's say what up to Brother Kayvon. What up, Kayvon?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. How's your week been?
It's been a long week. I actually have some news for you all. Since this week has been busy for me, I know a lot of people would like a big 4+1, but since, like I said, since my week has been busy, there is no big 4+1. Although I did see both shows, I just didn't have enough time to write stuff down.
It's all right, Kayvon. Hey, you got the hottest show on the planet anyway right now, Cooking with Kayvon, so you don't have time for the big 4+1. Like, who cares about the big 4+1 anymore when you got Cooking with Kayvon, man?
That's right. And actually, it's not Kayvon. It's actually Chef Jeremy. That's a whole
that's
different
right.
person.
That's right. My bad. You're right. Hey, shout out to you, man. You're doing a great job with that.
Appreciate it.
All right, let's go over to Mr. Exclusive Josh. He is in the house tonight. What up, Josh?
What's going on, my brothers? How y'all feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Hey, we can't forget about that other talent that Brother Kayvon has, too. We're going to be seeing him on the top 100 chart soon with that voice.
Oh, yeah.
He might be the next Freddie Mercury for all we know.
Yeah, he might be the best front man of all time, huh, Josh?
Oh, yeah. I let him sing at any of my parties.
See, Kayvon, you got your first booking, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey.
All right. I know Dominic is on the line. I don't know if you want to join in now. Dominic, if you want to text the group chat, let me know if you are ready to come on or not, or if you're just listening. Just text the group chat. Let me know if you're ready to come on or not. Mm-hmm. All right. let's just get right into it. I know I sent some stuff over to you all earlier in the day. I'm pretty sure you guys have some things you want to talk about, but I want to start off with something that I'm disappointed with, and I think I'm going to be pretty hard on WWE tonight because what the heck is going on? They are changing Walter's name. Now, granted, Walter is not the most appealing name. I've never really, fell in love with his name, but at the same time, I got used to him being called Walter. I don't know if you guys heard of this, but they have officially changed his name to Gunther, something like that. If you all have had a chance to hear about this, what do you all think about them changing his name from Walter to Gunther? And it doesn't matter who starts first.
Go ahead, Kayvon.
Thank you, thank you. Well, as the biggest heel on this show, as the Tribal Chief, that's stupid. That's stupid. Walter, I like that name. Whenever I hear Walter's on or whatever, I always think about like his slaps. Okay, that's Walter. It just clicks, not whatever the other name. See, I forgot the other name. Just how irrelevant that name is. I forgot that name just that quick. That's a stupid name.
Yeah, I agree. WWE. I mean, whenever they bring up anybody, unless they're like Becky Lynch or Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns, they're going to do whatever they can to try to see what fits. And unfortunately, Gunther, when you say Gunther, that reminds me of like Outback Redneck Country folks. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's like, hey, Gunther, go get your sister. No. It's stupid.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't fit him, you know. But it goes back to the opening question. Why? Why, though? What is the point of changing this dude's name? What is the point? Like, I'm getting sick and tired of this changing of the names of people that we have come accustomed to get used to, you know. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it whatsoever. I know Dominic is on now, so Dominic, you can chime in now.
All right, Bing Bong, I'm here. I thought because it's European, is Walter, not Walter.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the W have a B sound. So, yeah, it's Walter.
Gotcha.
Vince McMahon must have something in special for Walter to change his name to Gunther. That means they got a plot. And something they got an angle for him.
Maybe they just couldn't pronounce just like, his name and wanted to call him Gunther.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems like they got big plans, quote unquote.
I think the big plans are call him up to the main roster, keep him for 6 months, and then fire him.
Yeah, that's the American way. That's the American way. So yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. That, you know, yeah, they must have a special pitch and a persona they want him to go by with the name switch. So
yeah, no,
we'll go ahead. Yeah, Martez, go ahead.
No, go finish your point. Is that right?
No, I mean, it wasn't really nothing. I was just going to add a little side comment. All jokes aside, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I guess we're moving right along. What is going on with Finn Balor? It almost feels like they are burying him or they don't find him appealing anymore. Finn Balor is now losing to Austin Theory. And this wasn't what I expected when he came back to the main roster. I'm very disappointed that he's being treated like this. Have you guys taken notice of this? If so, what do you think about it?
I'll go first. I think that the minds behind the staffing of writers, meaning Vince McMahon, of course, doesn't see the potential in people like Finn Balor and Ricochet and stuff like that. And the fact is when you start neglecting the talent, that is very good talent, might I add, then you start showing your depth of care for your athletes. And Vince McMahon has his core set of people he wants to push. That's what he's going to do. Anyone else just falls to the floor. And unfortunately, Finn Balor has fallen into that spot to where you're going to be an enhancement talent and you're going to enhance our younger generation when why not Finn Balor can hang with the best of them. I think it's BS, and I think Vince McMahon needs to get his head out of his ass. Excuse my language.
I agree.
I couldn't agree more. Finn Balor is, of course, a great star, especially if you book him right. And that's something WWE, well, let's just say they have done great in the past. But now, since they're giving up on Finn Balor, I think it's stupid. You know, especially with him losing to Austin Theory. I mean, you know, at first I started laughing because it's like, okay, y'all having Finn Balor lose to a newbie. That's plain and simple. But then again, I see what they're trying to do with Austin Theory, but don't have him pin a great superstar like Finn Balor. So, like I said, I agree with you 1%, Josh.
Yeah. Here's the reality. The downfall of Finn Balor began at the hands of Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns beat the Demon.
Yep.
But the precise moment that the downfall during that match with Roman Reigns, the precise moment that made it that downfall start to happen was when they did that stupid heartbeat and Finn Balor just bounced on the floor like he was a heart. And then all of a sudden he just rose up. I was like, yep, that's the end of the line for him. They turn him into a comedy. And he's a Saturday morning cartoon character now.
And you know what's funny? They never really, like, answered that. Like, what happened? Like, they there was no follow-up on why that beeping occurred and why he fell off the top rope. It was just forgotten about. And I said this on the show, like, I did not want the Demon to go up against Roman Reigns because – we all knew Roman wasn't losing no time soon. Obviously, he hasn't lost yet. And if Roman beats the Demon,
thank you for calling
the
message. Please enter your ID number followed by the pound sign.
Huh?
I think that may be Dominic. He's work. But yeah, I just thought that was a bad move for the Demon to lose because. Why have the Demon lose when the Demon is supposed to be a dominant force? Why put him in that matchup against Roman Reigns? So we agree on a lot tonight. So I agree with you, Josh. Like, that was the end of Finn Balor. Can he be saved? Yes, anybody can be saved, but they're gonna have to do something special to save him because right now he's not looking good. You know, and to have him lose to Austin Theory is wrong. I just think it's 100% wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Only way that Finn Balor can be saved, I said it numerous times, a reunion with AJ Styles formed a duel of the club. that's the only way AJ, Finn Balor will be saved. Other than that, he's going down the drain. Or as in Kurt was saying, Good Burgers, you're going into the grinder.
Well, that's a good movie. But anyhow, that's a different show. Now, I actually, I'm going to disagree with you, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but I think AJ Styles is going down a drain right now, too. I mean, come on, they're having him lose to Omos, and then it's like he goes down to NXT and has a feud with Waller. I'm like, now they're fighting for storylines for even AJ Styles. So I think even putting them as a tag team is not going to work because Vince McMahon has lost faith in both of them.
I think, yeah, well, I think it will help to kind of, well, yeah, give faith. Both of them, why not join each other and show that, we can help put people over but still be irrelevant.
I mean, it would be good on paper, but in reality, Vince McMahon's not going to do that.
We got to fight. I think they got to fight for it. But, other than that, Dan, AEW, the Bullet Club, the Bullet Club, here we come.
Anybody who goes to AEW loses my respect.
Well, get ready for AJ Styles and the Demon Finn Balor.
Yeah. Just a long, long list of wrestlers that are being brought in to hold down the younger talent. Just what younger talent needs, more jackasses to come over and take our spots. Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, barring any releases, AJ Styles just signed another contract with WWE. I think Finn Balor did, too. So I think they staying put for a few more years.
But you also got to look. The Good Brothers also signed a contract, and then they got released 3 months later.
About to say that. Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe.
I think there are some that are safe. I think we talked about this before, too. I think Roman is obviously safe. Steph is safe.
Yeah, if you're Roman, Seth, Becky, Charlotte, Dylon, and Dylon, you're safe.
Well,
I'm beginning to think is safe? Bianca Belair, as she should be.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? I said, I think Bianca Belair is starting to become safe, and I think she should be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't want to make it a bit controversial thing, but, since I was on board with NXT and seen her coming up, man, I've been a super big fan, but I still have my beliefs of why, her push came super fast.
Yeah.
But she do deserve it, though. I do not discredit that female. You could say her and Montez Ford is definitely safe. So, next topic.
All right. Let's go over to the ladies. Lita made her return to WWE on SmackDown this past Friday night, and she declared herself in the Royal Rumble. I'm of the school of thought of it's not far fetched that she possibly could win the Royal Rumble. At first, I'm like, maybe she may just be there for show in case to fill a spot, but I think it's a possibility that she can win the Royal Rumble and go on to face one of the two champions. But it's not about me right now. I want to know your thoughts. What are your thoughts on, do you think Lita is a serious contender or not so serious to contender? We can start with Kayvon.
So, of course, Lita is a serious contender. I mean, you know, look at what she's done over the past year. She's a good superstar, okay? I mean, you know, she ain't a diva, but she's a good superstar. But will she win the Royal Rumble? Not really. You know, she might have her little highlights, but the person I see winning this whole thing would have to be, no doubt, is the woman EST of WWE, Bianca Belair, making her a two-time winner. Or we could have a surprise appearance by Bayley and have Bayley win the whole thing. But as far as Lita, I don't see her winning the Royal Rumble. But, you know, if she do, that'll be a whole surprise. But, yeah, I don't see her winning it. But she is a serious contender.
I'm kind of torn because you look at Lita, she has a lot of milestones in her career. And do I think she's a 100% legitimate, you know, top runner to win the Rumble? But do I want to see her win the Rumble? That's the question. Would I be upset? It's kind of yes and no. I'd be upset on a point where, you know, it would be nice to have someone new win it. But I wouldn't be upset because, let's face it, the time and era we're in right now, this is the era of returns. You got Edge. You got Beth Phoenix. You got Goldberg for the umpteenth time. You got Kurt Angle. I mean, this whole era has just been set for returns. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, it's not beyond the realm of possibility. And any marquee you put Lita versus Charlotte or Lita versus Becky, any marquee, whether it be SmackDown, Raw, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, you have money guaranteed in that match because people will tune in. People from back in the day all the way to now will tune in to see that match. Just saying.
Yeah, you know, and I think, Josh, after this came on, after this past Friday night, I think it's likely that she can start a program with Charlotte Fish. Here's the thing. Let's say Liv Morgan wins. If Liv Morgan wins, we know she's already going to take on Becky Lynch, you know, to avenge these losses that she have taken from Becky. Lita and Charlotte, they've already had respect. Like, Lita has already hit her with the twist of fate. So, therefore, Charlotte is going to need an opponent for WrestleMania. And there you go, Lita. Insert Lita. Because there's already some early history between them two. With Lita hitting her with the twist of fate. So, I think that was the, this past Friday night was the groundwork for Lita versus Charlotte at WrestleMania.
I will say, though, that twist of fate, the way that Charlotte took it, call me crazy, but if you go back and watch it, she had both of her hands down in front of her face before the move was even finished. That was a bad sell.
Oh, man. I got to go back and watch that.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I get it, you got your moneymaker, but you got to make this look realistic, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Charlotte, me and Josh defend you. You can't be doing it.
Oh, yeah. But I will say this. You could put anybody in a ring with Charlotte Flair, and Charlotte Flair will make that person, I don't care who it is, even if they ain't got the skills of an infant rolling around on the floor, Charlotte will make that stuff work.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to cuss, but I didn't. We got to keep the PG.
It's hard to keep it in, huh, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, if it comes out, it comes out, man. We all human. We all human. So.
There is one woman that I would like to talk about for 1 second, though.
Let's do it.
Because last episode we were talking faces of the company. We only mentioned men.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I think, without a shadow of a doubt, that if you take Ivy or Evie or however you say her name from NXT, that's with Strong's crew, that she could definitely be a contender to be the face of the company in the women's division. She's athletic. She's got the look, and she's got the prowess in the ring of knowing where to go, what to do, and how to hit the spots. In all her matches, I haven't seen her make one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think she's a good contender.
Yeah, and I think I'm with you on that. I think she's one of the next best female wrestler to come out of NXT onto the main roster. If she does go up there, I think she has everything. She has that if factor. She definitely has the if factor. She has the body. She has the athleticism, all that. So I can't wait. I almost forgot about her, but I can't wait to see her on the main roster. Now moving right along, Doudrop. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Doudrop. I think the Doudrop train is getting hotter and hotter. I think we already knew she was special down in NXT UK, but gosh, I see a lot of upside for Doudrop. I can see Doudrop being more influential as a big woman than Nia Jax. Because no disrespect to Nia Jax, but Doudrop can go. You know, she can go with anybody. You know, pound for pound. She can go. She can move with anybody. Like, she's just as fast as the skinnier female wrestlers, you know. And I just think she's one of the future top dogs for the women's division going forward. What do you guys think on that?
Now, who you guys talking about?
Doudrop.
Doudrop?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whoever, go ahead. I'm tuning back in.
Go ahead, Kayvon.
Well, the name Doudrop, as soon as you said it, I started laughing only because of what Becky Lynch said. Doudrop, don't get me wrong, wonderful superstar. I agree with you, Martin. I mean, she's all right. The only thing we need from her is to take the name Doudrop out and come up with a better name. I mean, you know, she didn't even create that name herself. Eva Marie did create the name, and Doudrop was like, all right, cool, I'm going to keep it. If she give it his name, she'll be okay. It'll be funny if she said she changed her name from Doudrop to Dump Truck. I don't really be laughing, man, because that's funny. But she's a wonderful superstar. Just change her name from Doudrop, and then we'll be all right.
Yeah, I agree. She actually, WWE filed for her real name, which is Piper Niven. So they're actually waiting for the okay to go ahead and start using it again, because from NXT UK to now, they didn't actually get it to where it could be used on the main roster or whatever. So they're waiting for that to go through. But do you know who, and this is a compliment, straight up a compliment, do you know who Doudrop reminds me of?
Who's that?
Who?
A young Bam Bam Bigelow who can move and do all the spots that he can do.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And she's definitely one of the front runners to be, once this whole Charlotte and Becky era is over, she's one of the front runners to be the leader of the women's locker room, in my opinion, because she, all right, so in real life, she's so likable, everyone likes her, but even on screen, you like her, but she gets it to where you like her, but you also hate her. And that, to me, is when you're really, truly doing your job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's just me, though, so. Dom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Josh, I wish you would have joined the show a while back. I've been saying that about Parker Fest, that she's a female version of Bam Bam Bigelow. Athletic, big, hostile, that's lighter on her feet, got agility. She can do a powerhouse, go from a powerhouse move into an acrobatic high flying maneuver and can compete with somebody like the condition of, you know, a Bianca or a Charlotte. So, if they can bring back the name Piper, you know, they ain't got to bring back the whole full name. They could do like something like Matt Riddle and how the way they just went to Riddle and just have Piper. I think she'll give back some momentum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's all you, Josh. Go.
Yeah. In my head, I'm envisioning a faction of women. And if you put Doudrop, Nia Jax, Awesome Kong, and Tamina together, that would be a very good faction. Because you got the speed, the strength, and the knowledge.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely be a tough question right there. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, Dominic has left us. Hopefully he chime back in. He's not with us anymore. His call dropped or he hung up. I don't know what happened. But we're supposed to be doing a tournament now. But he's not with us. So I got one more topic, and then you're welcome to throw out what you want to throw out. I'm not going to get into that Cody Rhodes. I changed my mind. But it's up to you all if you all want to talk about that. I just realized it don't make sense. I mean, I don't think he's going to leave AEW. I just think his contract is up.
Actually, you know what? We should talk about Cody Rhodes.
Let's do it then.
There's a very simple formula to this whole Cody Rhodes storyline. You want to know what that is?
What's that?
This is AEW's version of WWE's Roman Reigns has leukemia.
Ooh, good point.
Because, see, here's the thing. When you have a wrestler who's also an EVP, there's no way you're going to let his contract expire. I don't care what anyone says. So, see, this is – I mean, even in AEW, they said it clear as day. The Sultan Rhodes or whatever. Rhodes, that's how much I pay attention to that crap, but whatever. You know, like Cody Rhodes' storyline right now is like how he's trying to get back to being, you know, Cody Rhodes. And I'm like, when I first read that, I was like, oh, come on. All right, this dude is a vice president of a multi-million-dollar corporation, but yet his contract expires. I'm telling you, AEW is a bunch of words that I'm just going to say in one word, phony.
Mhm. They are, man. They are.
Yeah. There's only one saving grace for AEW. You want to know what that is?
What's that?
When it no longer is on after it goes off.
Oh, man. Josh is not holding back. We didn't got Josh started, Kayvon.
Hey, listen, he's better than I am. I'm just going to say that. He's better than I am.
Now, I have a friend who's like diehard AEW. Like, this dude is so diehard AEW. He literally got AEW tattooed on his arm.
Wow.
I was like, bro, I get it. You're diehard, but you're going to die stupid for having that crap on your arm. Yeah.
No way.
He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, it's the best company in the world. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, then you tell me why they're so good. They're working in the red. The morale's low. And they're pushing all their younger talent that they promised they were going to show to the background for all these people they're getting from WWE, now Ring of Honor and Impact and all this stuff. Yeah, you know what? AEW can go straight to hell. Burn there for all of eternity.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah. I got an exclusive. AEW's right. Crap.
Oh, man. You heard it. You heard it, folks. AEW is crap from Josh. Like, like the
Sorry.
Last two Wednesdays, the last two Wednesdays, I told myself I was gonna watch the whole show in its entirety. I know the last two Wednesdays I did watch it in its entirety, and I don't want to sound like a hater, but I still wasn't impressed. You know, I like Warlow. You know, I like Adam Cole over there. I like the Acclaim, but after that, you can't get me to really be entertained by that product, you know. Even with watching it for two straight hours, you can't. There's nothing over there that entertains me whatsoever. I mean, but you have people your friend and some of my friends that think AEW is just the greatest thing ever, and I just don't get it. Just don't get it.
Neither do I. Here's a prime example of AEW. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kayvon. I am so sorry.
No, you good. I was just about to say, I have to give y'all credit for actually sitting there and watching that crap for 2 hours. Yeah, I have to give y'all credit for watching that crap for 2 hours because when it comes down to AEW, I said it before, and I'm saying it again because it's the truth. That jump will put you to sleep in a heartbeat. I don't know how y'all are able to watch AEW, especially that two-hour show. That, to me, that's a two-hour nap, a good nap, too. I mean, actually, skip that. That gives me time to read the Bible, to study the Bible, go to sleep, wake up, and do a sermon about what I read while AEW is still on. Y'all got some guts, for real, for real. I salute to y'all.
Hey, I drink a 5-hour energy drink before I watch that crap, so. but here's how you know AEW is BS. So WWE now has a story to where The Miz and Maurice are going to feud with Edge and Beth Phoenix. And all of a sudden now, last week, they're putting Britt Baker with Adam Cole to feud. And I'm like, really? Really? Come on. Now you're biting off of the other company because you can't come up with your own storylines.
Yep.
It's just crazy. Oh, and Kayvon, I do have a way you can keep up with AEW without having to watch it. They post all their spoilers for all their shows a week in advance.
Cool. I will take a look at the spoilers. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's me being Eric Bischoff calling out the way he did with WWE.
And speaking of somebody that's hard on AEW, Eric Bischoff, he don't give them a break, man. Like he's not impressed either. You know, he's definitely not impressed.
Oh yeah.
But you got one more thing to say, Josh?
No. I kind of like moved the wrong way and hurt my shoulder.
Well, I don't know what else you all got, guys. We got about 20 more minutes to go. But Asuka, she's returning pretty soon. She's been medically cleared to get back in the ring, so that I assume she's coming back soon. What do you guys want to see from Asuka when she comes back? What would you like them to do with her? I guess I should be saying that.
Go ahead, Kayvon.
It may sound cliche, but for Asuka and for Nikki Cross, I want them to join Alexa Bliss when Alexa Bliss comes back and have them form not really a creepy a faction, but like a faction to where the women division will be like, okay, cool, we ain't going to touch them. That's what I want them to do with Asuka and Nikki Cross. For Asuka straight, I want them to turn her heel. We need a heel Asuka. I'm just saying.
That's, I'm actually 100% behind that. I would love to see a heel Asuka. I think she's done everything she could do as a face, so naturally it would be good to turn her heel. Yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want her to come back. She's due for a heel turn. All that playing around and joking around and being silly, it just doesn't fit her. You know what I mean? And if they bring her back and they have her be a comedy act, it'll be a disservice to what she is. Because I remember when she was in NXT and she was pretty dominant. And they definitely need to rebuild her back that way as a dominant force. And that's another thing, which y'all were talking about, factions. Like, they desperately need a female faction. I don't think they had a female faction yet. You could say the PCB or Team Bad or that other trio they had. You can call them factions, but we knew that was only because of a storyline. Like, I want to see an actual female faction that will go down in history as one of the first actual female factions that had longevity. So that's something that I want to see, too, at some point.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. Yeah, but see, to have a female faction, you have to have the right players in that faction. And I don't see Charlotte, Becky, and like how they call them, the four horsewomen of the NXT. I don't see, I won't say A and B plus player, but I don't see a first ranked star playing second fiddle to another first-ranked star. So you would have to have that natural leader. Then you would have to have, kind of like the Four Horsemen, the leader, the enforcer. I mean, so here's my thing. Female faction right now. Charlotte Flair, leader. Shayna Baszler, enforcer. And then, I hate to say it, but they got the charisma. Queen Zelina and Carmella. That's a good faction. Them four right there.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because you got the speed, the talent, the muscle, and the knowledge.
Yeah. I would like to see a Charlotte and a Dana Brooke tandem again, because I feel like Charlotte was at her best and Dana Brooke was her Arn Anderson. So I wish they never pulled away from that so fast. So, but I would like to see a new version of Team Bad, like Bianca Belair, Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha. Even though I know you were just saying it won't work with top players, like with A-plus players, because Bianca is an A-plus player. Naomi, she's an A-plus player. Sasha is an A-plus player. And we know Tamina, she's a She's probably a C plus. You know.
Yeah.
I would still like to see them do something like that again. But Dominic, he's back, and we're right now we're talking about potential female factions. About 14 minutes to go.
Yeah, you said we're talking about female factions.
Yeah, we're creating female factions. Like, what type of female factions do you want to see right now?
I told y'all the female version of the Four Horsemen, where you got Charlotte Flair, Tessa Blanchard. You could add Natty Neidhart, and maybe like a Tamina or one of the daughter of the Von Erichs. Somebody else.
Oh, Lacey Von Erich. Lacey Von Erich.
No. I mean, Lacey do fit, but you know, let's keep it. You know, female generation. I don't know was a Rock daughter fit. But yeah, I would like that's one. Like I said, I would love to see Electric Lopez and what's her name of NXT, the former women's champion.
Raquel Gonzalez.
Raquel
Gonzalez.
Raquel Gonzalez, like, form of, like, a female Latin destruction duo. That would be dope. Lacey DeVille what's her name? Shayna Baszler. As her, you know, them two together look like it. That look like a recipe of money. Yeah, those are the ones I've been talking about.
You know, Quietus Kept, something else just came up in my mind. When The Rock's daughter does make her main roster debut, she should form the female version of the Nation of Domination. Her, Bianca, Sasha, Naomi, that right there is gold.
I mean, that's the other ones, but not to discriminate, but it seems like, that's what I was saying, I didn't add her into the female Four Horsemen. It seemed like I have to see her body of work before I add her, because I understand, yeah, it makes sense because her dad was part of that stable, but it doesn't seem like she has to like that when, if she come on, like she have that grit, would she be like a heel? She give me the persona of her dad of when she was Rocky Maya Villa, like she's going to be a cute, adorable baby face that nobody likes.
Right. But on that same note, that's exactly what everybody thought when The Rock came in, and he was Rocky Maivia until he became The Rock and joined the Nation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I would have to see, because, I mean, this is me not being mean or hard. It just seemed like, to me, just looking at her bio and, like I said, not seeing her work yet or her in-ring attributes or something, it just seemed like she don't have that fit mold to carry that persona.
I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, so I have to, you know, but I mean, I'm not knocking your, that's your opinion, though. I give you
I know, it's all good.
I'm not really want to knock it, but it's just me.
Kayvon, did you give your opinion on female boxing?
Yeah, I said, what's her name? Alexa Bliss, Nikki They call her Nikki Ash, but I'm going back to Nikki Cross. We need Nikki Cross, not Nikki Ash. Nikki Bliss, Nikki Ash, and Asuka, when she come back, had them form a faction, and my God, today, that would be something.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got about 9 minutes to go. Dominic, are you going to be on for the rest of the show? Because we wanted to do, like, the tournament. Hey, Dominic.
Yep.
Are you going to be on for the rest of the show? Because we wanted to do the tournament for the next 9 minutes.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, Kayvon, since you brought it up in the group chat, you want to start things off?
Sure, I'm going to start off with the one and only Xavier Woods' favorite superstar of all time, Batista, I Walk Alone.
Ooh. I'll go next. I'm going to hit you all with my girl, Sasha Banks, her original theme song.
Oh, yeah. I'll go next. I'm going with No Chance in Hell, Mr. McMahon.
Woo! Dominic?
Yeah, guys, give me a minute. Yeah, you guys got me going back to the drawing board, which one I used, which one I did and didn't.
Yeah, so far, yeah, that Mr. McMahon and Batista, that's tough, you know.
I don't think I have Batista.
You said what?
Are you saying that y'all just threw out this round?
Yeah, I was just trying to fill in a conversation while you were coming up with your pick. Yeah. So,
man, did I do the Nation of Domination?
Not yet.
Well, I'm going with We Are the Nation of Domination, performed by PG and 13.
All right. So we got the Nation of Domination. We got Sasha Banks, pre-Snoop Dogg song, Batista, and Mr. McMahon, No Chance in Hell. Kayvon, you want to start off with picking? What's your pick?
Yeah. So a lot of you all know I can't really cuss like that because, you know, that's just me. I prefer not to cuss. But I like No Chance in Hell. Come on now. No Chance in Hell. Only it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, right. Kayvon, I'm riding with you, man. I'm going with No Chance in Hell by Vince McMahon. That's a classic in that's not talked about enough as a classic. That right there is a classic intro theme song.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with, well, Dom, you go next. Who do you pick?
You go ahead, Josh.
I go with Batista.
Go with Batista. I guess I'll go with. I'm just be petty mode. I'll go with Sasha Banks. I'm just being petty right now.
So No Chance in Hell advances.
Yes. No Chance in Hell. Okay.
So I think we got time for another another round, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'll go first in this one. I'm going to go with one and only Ricochet.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
All right. Oh, yeah. You go ahead, Martin. You go ahead.
I want to go with thanks, Kayvon. I want to go with the Ultimate Warrior theme song.
Oh. I'm not like you, Martez.
Did you already pick that, or you just think it's a done deal now?
Oh, I'm thinking it's a done deal now.
Oh yeah. I like the sound of that.
Let's just say I don't like neither one of y'all right now. But that's okay. That's okay. But the next one should put both of y'all underneath the belt. I'm gonna go with a 1991 to 2001 song, The Rock's 19th theme song, Know Your Role.
I thought it was a done deal, Martez. My bad.
I got competition now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Dom? I don't know. No, I'm here. Trust me. I'm trying to. Guys, you got to bear with me. I'm doing the show driving live in my car and trying to go through my index of what did I use so far. So all jokes aside, just bear with me. It looks like I don't have this one again. But I think I'm gonna throw out Goldust, the 24 karat theme song.
Wow. Okay. All right, Josh, you want to start off the selections?
Them are some hard choices, man. But I had to stick to the gun, and I had to say, got to give it to the legend, the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh man, see Goldust. Like, his is an underrated theme song. Goldust is an underrated theme song. But then you got The Rock, which is it's a classic. This is going to be tough, but I'm going to have to go with the upset. And I'm going to go with Goldust.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, indeed. Oh. If it was a way, I'd say my own, but of course, since I can't do that, I'm gonna have to go with the Ultimate Warrior on this one.
Yeah, definitely. The Ultimate Warrior got me.
Ching, Dominic, what about you, bro?
So we got The Rock, The Ultimate Warrior, me, and what was the fourth one?
One and Only by Ricochet.
Okay, we're definitely going to cross out Ricochet. I mean, I think we're going to have to hands down all just aside. I know I'll be kind of being petty choosing. I got to keep it a buck. Got over The Rock, Know Your Role. That's the one everybody know, and they mama and they grandmama. So we gotta go with The Rock.
All right, but hey, it looks like the Ultimate Warrior won by unanimously, the Ultimate Warrior won.
Oh yeah.
So the Warrior advances. Any final thoughts before we head out tonight?
My final thought is life throws you curveballs. Life treats you like garbage sometimes, but you can never let that hold you down. And just like AEW, just don't suck.
I love it.
Well, my final thought, if you have the courage to watch AEW, good job. You guys have some big ones. As you know, you know. If you don't know, then hey. As for me, I would like to take a nap as I watch AEW. That's my only final. That's my final word.
What? All right.
You all said
so you're saying
yeah, no, I ain't got that much to say. Just I apologize, guys. It was an interesting show, another show for me that I'm kind of like, you know, dealing with personal stuff and trying to do the show, and nobody kind of, you know, I got quite a few interference, so I just want to say on the bottom of my heart, y'all, appreciate y'all for bearing with me and going working with me, man. For right now, just bear work with me. If you guys give me 50%, I'm gonna meet y'all the other 50% at the finish line.
That's what's up. We appreciate it, Dom. We thank you, man. We'll be back here this Sunday night. We're doing the Royal Rumble pre-show. The Macho Ghost and Coco T. Weird, they're going to be hosting Royal Rumble pre-show, so you're welcome to join in, call in, and be a part of that show. I think that's going to be at 7 p.m. Sunday night. Coco T. Weird and the Macho Ghost is coming back to do that show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Kayvon. I want to thank Josh for everything you all do. This has been another great show of Wrestle Talking to D. We'll see you next time we see you. Have a good night.
Bing bong.